Hi, I'm Vaya Skinner, coordinator for Campus Communications, and welcome to HCC 360. Today, we feature two topics. If you've ever considered a career in childcare, there's a brand new apprenticeship just for that. We'll hear all about it, but first, we're going to speak to Dr. Pamela Pape Lindstrom, Interim Vice President of Academic Affairs. HCC has a new slogan, Invest in Yourself. And she's going to explain how HCC is a great place to do just that. Let's dive in.
Well, hi, welcome. My name is Kendra.
Hello, I'm Dr. Pamela Pape Lindstrom. I'm the Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs here at Hartford Community College. I'm happy to be with you this morning.
Oh, happy to be with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Hartford Community College?
Sure. So As I said, I'm the Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs, and I moved into this position in the middle of April. Prior to that, I came to the college in 2017 as the Dean for STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. I have a PhD in biology, and before I came to Hartford, I taught biology courses and was a department chair at a college on the West Coast called Everett Community College. For about 18 years full-time.
Oh, okay. Hartford Community College just revealed a new slogan.
Yes, invest in yourself. And so we're going to here to talk about that today, to discuss the value proposition of Hartford Community College and what benefits we bring to all of our students and learners, and how we can help you invest in yourself.
Why is it a good idea to start your college career at Hartford Community College?
That is a great question, and I have quite a bit to say about that. So our traditional transfer program has attributes similar to a small liberal arts college. We have very small class sizes taught by faculty members with master's degrees and PhDs. These same faculty members teach the science labs and also teach our art studio classes. If you were to attend a larger four-year institution, science labs and art studios are very likely to be taught by graduate students. And a lot of people don't realize that all of our labs and studios have very state-of-the-art equipment. And so we have amazing technology also available for our students. Our faculty members engage in what we call high-impact educational practices. First and foremost of these is the involvement of our students in research experiences. Some of the research experiences for students are built directly into the science lab classes. We have students collecting and identifying novel organisms called bacteriophages, and these are viruses that attack bacteria. So phage therapy is being used to address bacterial infections that are not responding to traditional antibiotic therapy. We've also had our students working with environmental DNA, which is also called eDNA, collected locally from Otter Creek in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. And our faculty and students have discovered unique fish species not known to be present locally using the sampling method. Our students, who are mentored by our faculty in this research, have presented their work at local, regional, and national meetings. Recently, one young woman presented her work this summer at the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Mathematics in D.C., and we have six students going to Arizona in November to present their phage research at a national conference. All of this amazing work is not just happening in the sciences. We have a very strong honors programs with honors scholarships. All faculty that teach our honors courses involve every student in a research project. The honors program offers courses across multiple disciplines at the college, and students present their research to other students, not only in their class, but again at local regional conferences. Our college sponsors the Mid-Atlantic Undergraduate Psychology Conference and also the Maryland Scholars Summit. And both of these research conferences bring students from across Maryland to our campus to present their student-directed research, including students from four-year institutions. Engaging our undergraduates in research is a hallmark of an excellent education in the liberal arts and sciences, and it's happening every day at Hartford Community College. I have a little bit more to say on this topic if you're willing to let me continue. Great. So the college also has several grants from external sources that help support our students in internships. And so internships is another example of a high impact educational practice. This allows students to obtain job experiences in their chosen field. This is happening in biotechnology, also geospatial technology, Also, we have our first ever GIS Day coming up on November 15th. GIS Day is an international event that will be held on our campus from 11 to 2 p.m. on the 15th of November, and our HCC students, faculty, and community members will be participating in this broader international event. Another great example of high-impact practices is service learning, and this is another practice that's emphasized across campus. For example, Chris Jones recently engaged students in his math 216 class in a project with the Harford Art Center, and the students organized and characterized the volunteer database for the Art Center. So this is another example of how students can gain real-world work experience during their undergraduate program here at Harford. So I wanted to talk about two of our newer degree programs. They're biotechnology and data science. Unfortunately, due to the COVID pandemic, many more people have become aware of the importance of the field of biotechnology. However, biotechnology is not just confined to the field of medicine. Biotech has very important agricultural applications. And another factor of that field that many people are not aware of is that our production of our consumer products will increasingly rely on merchandise produced via the bioeconomy. Data science is important to almost all disciplines, banking, professional sports, you name it. Every time you go to the grocery store and use your preferred shopper ID, you type your phone number into the kiosk, your data ends up in a database. Every time you use your credit card, your data is going into a database. So data science is going to be embedded within almost all fields going forward. So Harford Community College has also been designated as a National Center of Academic Excellence in Cybersecurity. Like data science, cybersecurity is a field that is only going to continue to grow in importance. All three of these fields of study that I just mentioned have what we call stackable credentials, meaning that we have shorter-term certificate programs that allow students to go right to work. And then all of the credits in the certificate will count towards an associate degree if the individual decides to invest more time in themselves and complete their two-year degree. Also, all of these programs have advisory committees, and the committees consist of, include members of the external business community. And this work with our external business partners is how we ensure that our coursework is meeting the needs of local industry so that when our students complete their certificate or their degree, they're going to be very well prepared to enter the workforce.
Okay.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit and talk more about workforce and career training. Our college is very well known for our excellent nursing program. Our most recent cohort of nursing graduates had NCLEX pass rates above 90%. What people might not know is that in January, we will launch a new LPN certificate, so Licensed Practical Nursing. It is a 12-month, 41-credit certificate program. There are prereq courses that students must complete prior to enrolling in the program. However, the LPN certificate relative to the more traditional RN degree is going to get graduates into the workforce more quickly. And there's a very good job outlook for nursing. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that there's a need for almost 61,000 more practical nurses this decade. And the Maryland Department of Labor shows that the growth rate for practical nurses in Harford County and the surrounding area is over a 10-year period is projected to grow about 8%. In addition to our nursing program, we have excellent EMT and paramedic programs. And in the construction and trades, we have an HVAC apprenticeship and that is hosted on our campus, and also an electrical apprenticeship program. Our work at the Leading Edge Training Center is transforming lives. So that's south of campus on the Route 40 corridor. And we recently had a completion celebration there, and we learned about one student, for example, did the forklift certificate and was working, making $30+ an hour. And that was going to allow him then to come back here to go to college and complete credit courses that he was interested in learning. So we have lots of great programs in both a traditional transfer and also workforce and career development. And the website is a great source. It's updated continuously and has all of the most up-to-date information on our programs. Also, the transfer agreements can be found on the program pages on the website.
Beyond academics, how does it make financial sense to come to Hartford Community College for the first 2 years?
Great. So as I mentioned earlier, we have excellent academic programs. Also, our academic programs transfer, I mentioned the transfer agreements, to the four-year colleges. If you're transferring to a four-year college, a state school in the state of Maryland, there's a system online that you can use called ArtSys that allows you to look at transfer equivalencies. And so what's important is that students are taking coursework that will transfer directly to their four-year school at a much reduced tuition rate relative to the four-year school. And we have students who have started here who have gone on to earn PhDs. At my previous institution, I had students that, you know, ended up going to medical school, dental school, pharmacy school, optometry school. So those professional schools obviously are very expensive. And if that is your trajectory, it makes a lot of sense to start here and do your first 2 years of school at a cost savings relative to starting at a four-year institution. We encourage all students to fill out the FAFSA, so your federal application for student aid. And that's important because we use that also to award scholarships. So our college has a lot of scholarships. The Hartford College Foundation, which is led by Denise Drager and her team, do an amazing job of raising money for our students. We have a system called AwardSpring, and so students can complete one application and indicate, you know, their field of interest, some information about themselves, and the AwardSpring will actually match you up with the scholarships for which you are eligible. So doing your FAFSA is important because that is a requirement of some of the scholarships that you have completed the FAFSA. And then even if you are not necessarily eligible for federal financial aid, you may be eligible for some of these scholarships. So another thing that's new in the state of Maryland is called the Maryland College Promise Scholarship. And in the past, we did not have aid for the non-credit programs, but the new version of the Promise Scholarship will allow some aid. So that's aid from the state of Maryland, as opposed to federal financial aid. Aid from the state of Maryland will be applicable to some of our non-credit programming. And so that's new, a new support that we will have for students starting this semester.
How was Hartford Community College seen around Maryland as an institute for higher education?
Great. So recently I did have a meeting with an administrative individual from Towson. And in the internal data from Towson shows that when our students transfer, they have very high retention rates and high GPA scores as well. And so when I say high, I mean higher than students potentially from other community colleges, and in some cases actually higher than students who would have enrolled at Towson as freshmen. So our students are very well prepared when they transfer, and they're quite successful, and that is a history that we're very proud of here at the college.
That's all the questions I have for.
All right. Well, it's really been a pleasure to visit with you today, Kendra, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate your time. And you're a great example of a student who is immersed here on campus, actively engaged in this great internship program and getting real life experience. So congratulations to you also.
Thank you.
Thanks to Dr. Pape Lindstrom and student interviewer Kendra Kayla. Now we'll hear about the new childcare apprenticeship from Jennifer John of Workforce and Community Development and Dr. Tony Wohlers, Dean of Behavioral and Social Sciences.
Today I have with me Professor Jennifer John and Dr. Tony Wohlers. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
So can we start off by talking a little bit about what is this apprenticeship overall for students?
So the apprenticeship program is
is unique within the state of Maryland because we are the only true apprenticeship that is approved through the Labor Board and through MSDE. And so it allows people to participate in an 18-month program where they are taking asynchronous coursework, which is very, it really aligns with their busy schedule, so they don't have to be in a specific class at a specific time. They can take the coursework on their own timeline within the parameters of the huge timeline that we have for the whole 18 months. So there is a timeline that we have for them where we want to walk through and build upon that progress of the coursework. And so they participate in the coursework. They have a mentor on site where they work. That's part of the requirement of the program, is that they work full-time in a childcare program that is approved, and they go through that process with us to be an approved program. And they have a mentor on site where they work, and they have an instructor, which is myself, for one of the cohorts, and we have another instructor, Melinda Fell, for the second cohort, and we provide additional support and grading and on-site visits. So there is a combination of a lot of different components that allow these apprentices to complete training hours they need. They have the ability to articulate the apprenticeship into 21 college credits that create a pathway to a college degree, and they're also guaranteed raises every 6 months in their place of employment as they walk through the program.
Wow, it sounds like such an interesting program and definitely an interesting learning opportunity. Can you go a little bit more in depth as to what's most important for students to learn while they're in the program, the apprenticeship itself?
Well, they have to, as Jen said, they have to take a series of classes. They are all online, except for two, CPR and first aid. Basically, you know, the ultimate goal of this program is if you want to be a lead teacher or if you want to run a small program, basically, right? It gives you all those skills through the classes and the field experience you get, right, to accomplish those goals. And some of the other specific classes include things like, Jen?
Sure. So they'll take their 90-hour preschool courses, their infant toddler 45-hour, their infant toddler school age, their child care administration course, communication skills, and their allied health courses, including basic health and safety, CPR, first aid, medication administration. So all of these courses are aligned with child care licensing requirements, and these participants receive these individual certificates as they walk through these different programs within the apprenticeship.
That sounds interesting. Now that we've talked a little bit about what the apprenticeship is, can you tell me a little bit about what the general response has been to the program? How do students feel about it? That kind of thing?
Absolutely. I think people are very interested in the program, and we've seen a growth in interest as we've walked through. First cohort one grew immensely into cohort two, and we had more apprentices than we could accept. They go through a vetting process when they apply. So we really saw a major increase in application submission from cohort one to cohort two. And now we are starting to accept applications for cohort three now through December 1st. And we're seeing interest from all over the state of Maryland, not just in Harford County. So because it is unique in what we offer, and because we are approved through the Labor Board as well.
The other thing to reiterate is the program offers great opportunities, not just to get those experience, you know, to be a lead teacher or run a program eventually, but also you get the opportunity to join later on another program, and that is the Child Care Career Professional Development Fund, which is also sponsored or funded by the Maryland State Department of Education. And this program is a tuition program, tuition support program. So it supports the classes as far as tuition, also pays for the books. So basically, as you go through that program, you get credits too towards a degree in childcare education. And then once you've gone through that, you actually have another opportunity. As you know, we have TUN right here, Towson University Northeast. They have a bachelor's program in the relevant teacher education. So we have created, in other words, a pipeline from the apprenticeship to the Child Care Career Professional Development Fund to TUN in terms of a bachelor's degree.
Wow, sounds like a great opportunity to learn. Before we were kind of getting into this interview, I asked you a little bit about, you know, what stands out to you the most from students who enroll in this apprenticeship and who eventually go into this program. And you said it's really about the progress that you see students making. You just finished talking about an increase in people who enroll and apply. Can you tell us a little bit more about what specifically about the progress that they make stands out to you?
Sure. I have seen firsthand when I go and visit teachers that their mentors are commenting about their teaching practices having improved, their interactions with students becoming much more appropriate and, you know, just engaging. And also I see firsthand their environments, how they're really modifying them to meet the needs of their students, and that active engagement with families within their programs. So I'm seeing a lot of different areas of growth, and then we provide feedback for them, and we encourage their mentors to set goals weekly so that they can have other goals to work through and try to meet. So we're seeing that firsthand, and their mentors are as well.
That's a nice way to measure progress.
For sure.
Now, to that same end, I also asked you, Tony, what kind of progress have you seen? And you said, well, it's really about, you know, what other schools would have an interest in this program, and how can we have other schools take a look at this and say, wow, you know, I think we're really interested about that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. The progress I've seen is for sure that increased interest across the state, because as we said, we now get actually emails and phone calls inquiring about the program, how we have established it, how it is going, things like that. In other words, they want to learn from us. They want to learn from us, and they looking at us kind of as a role model, if you will, as to how to do it, and maybe as also as a role model as far as, you know, linking with us, HCC, you know, that we can be the hub coordinating or running the program basically here, and they help us with the recruitment, so we can cover the entire state. And the other kind of really important aspect here as far as growth, I also believe that we have expanded into other counties. So the representation of counties from cohort one to cohort two has also increased, which is very exciting, right? So, I mean, the state of Maryland is not that big, but it's exciting to hear that if a county that is pretty far away from Harford County, right, is also kind of thinking about this program, reaching out to Jen, right, and saying, hey, I'm interested in this, right? Help us, help me, basically, right, to join this program, right? So you can kind of see this energy, this awareness about the program is spreading across.
And spreading the word is so important, too.
So and that's where Jen comes in. And
yeah.
Melinda Feller, the instructor, they have done such an outstanding job, you know, raising that awareness and helping the students, being there for them as far as mentors, as far as coaches and things like that, right? And getting them through the program. So that's the other side of that that excites me, right? That's what
that's
I see.
So exciting. Right? You did just talk about once this apprenticeship is completed, they can go to TUN. What else is next after they complete this apprenticeship? What else could they do as far as next steps?
They could go, the other one is the Child Care Professional Development Fund. That is that tuition support program. So they can take classes here in teacher education and relevant areas of childcare. And we do have a coordinator for that program too, and that is Alyssa Ersam. So she's one of those coordinators. She works very closely with Jen and others, right, to kind of communicate how is the childcare apprenticeship going, how is her program going, how can we basically funnel students from our program, the apprenticeship program, into the childcare career professional development fund program as well, right? So there's this kind of other stepping stone, if you will, HCC, and once they're done here, right, once they're done here and have the degree, their associates basically, then they can start thinking about, okay, now I want my bachelor's.
Next steps, yeah.
Now I go to TUNE, right, which is our neighbor.
You did just mention a few minutes ago that you are accepting applications, but you do have a limited, I want to stress this too, you do have a limited amount of space that you can fill. For anyone interested, how can they apply?
Sure. So right now we accept 25 students per apprenticeship, per cohort, and we are collecting applications and then going through that interview / vetting process from now until December 1st. If they want to apply, they can go to go.harford.edu/childcare, and if they go there, they will see all of the components of the apprenticeship program as well as an application. And if they have any questions, they can certainly reach out to me as the apprenticeship coordinator. My email is jejohn@harford.edu, and I'm happy to walk them through that process.
All right. Well, finishing up with this, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to make sure that we cover?
I just think it's a very unique program within the state. I know there's nothing else like it because we can see the interest from lots of other schools who are interested in learning more about how we established the program and this continued success that we're having. So I think it's just an exciting time to be part of this, and we're just excited to continue and see where where it goes and how it grows.
Yeah, and I would completely agree with this. And I also see it from the perspective, we're really trying to meet the needs in this very important area, this very important teaching area. As we know, there are shortages as far as teachers at all levels.
Yeah.
So this program here is really so important because it fills this niche, but it's not just a small niche, it's a huge niche. It's a really important niche, right? So HCC is really providing that important opportunity across the state to grow the next generation of leaders in this field, right? And giving them also then the opportunity to pursue a college degree, right? That makes it so powerful.
Learn and have an impact at the same time.
That's right, because they're having impact on the next generation. Right? The little ones, everything.
What a great way to end it. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Jennifer John, Dean Wohlers, and student interviewer Renee Scuddy. For more information about the child care apprenticeship, go to harford.edu and search child care. Or get in touch with Jennifer John at jejohn@harford.edu. I'm Via Skinner, and HCC 360 will be back next month with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Harford Community College. Thanks for listening.